This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what brought back support into the cattle markets?
Leslie, there was definitely no fresh news to go along with the upside. We saw this market open higher this morning, strongly higher. In a short amount of time, we were seeing contracts going in and out of being limit up, and we closed most of the contracts limit up today. Like I said, news-wise, nothing has changed. We did see a noon today, choice box beef down $1.30, selects down 56 cents, and that was on a movement of 84 loads. We also saw a cattle kill today of only 103,000 head. We also saw the hog market experience triple-digit gains today. We saw December live cattle up the $3 limit, February cattle up the $3 limit, January feeders up the $4.50 limit, as was also March feeders. December lean hogs today were $2.62 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-MUELLER.
Tom, what helped the grain market today?
Well, Liz, I think more than anything, we found technical buying kind of correcting the oversold conditions that took place yesterday in our wheat, corn, and soybean markets after our negative USDA supply and demand report. There was really no other fresh news out there in the grain markets. We saw mostly positive trade, but at times today, there was mixed trading action. And going into the close today, the market put everything back on the positive side. December KC wheat was 3.5 cents higher. March KC up 2.75. December Chicago wheat 4 cents higher. December corn closed 3.25 higher. March corn was up 2 cents. January soybeans 5.25 higher. March soybeans were up a nickel today.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Find more details online at OklahomaFarmReport.com. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.